What's been the difference? 6 wins in a row for you guys, and there have been close games, there have been blowouts. What's been the difference in this winning streak, Tristan?
Oh, just playing together, playing hard on both ends, playing within the game, and kind of understanding that, you know, every game counts, especially with our goals of being the best team we could be and giving ourselves a shot to be in the playoffs. We got to start winning some games, and you know, started in Washington, and you know, we're just rolling since then.
One thing I heard with coaches, players sometimes hear coaches, but they're not listening. Is that maybe something that maybe has finally sunk in with you guys? You actually started listening instead of just hearing what Mike was saying?
Yeah, you know, believing in offense, believing in our defensive principles and what Coach Brown wants from us. And, you know, Coach Brown has had success in this league, so, you know, we should be taking what he says and applying it to our game because it's worked. And I think that's what guys are doing now, and that's what we're seeing, the results we're seeing.
For you, 4th straight double-double tonight. Since Andy's been down, you have really elevated your game. Did you take it upon yourself to say, all right, it's one of the key figures here, somebody's got to pick up the slack for him?
Well, you know, I'm just continuing playing hard. You know, I was getting double-doubles before Andy got hurt. But, you know, just keep doing what I'm able to do. I guess there's more opportunities for rebounds once, you know, Andy's down. But, you know, we hope he'll have him back because he's a key part of our team. And he's one of our leaders. But guys got to step up. You know, Tyler stepped up big time. AB's been playing well. Henry's been playing well with the minutes he's getting and myself. So he's got to keep it rolling until the big fella gets back.
You just mentioned a number of the guys that were first-round picks, and we're starting to see everybody contributing the way that, I guess, the ownership thought you guys would at this point. How does that make you guys feel, and are we seeing a chemistry starting to come together with this team?
Yeah, okay. You know, the NBA is not a sprint, it's a marathon. You know, it's going to take time for guys to mesh and gel and understand each other and our strengths and weaknesses. So, you know, I think guys are understanding right now, and we're getting a better feel for each other. And that's the part of, you know, drafting young guys and building something for the long term. You know, if it's for the short term, you know, you won't see the success right away, but we're building something for the long term. And with young guys, it's going to take time, and we're starting to see some results.
Is it noticeable, though? Are you starting to see that chemistry and that camaraderie really come together?
Well, wins definitely help that, right?
So always.
So I guess, you know, with the wins is definitely showing that. But just if you look in the way we're playing, guys are trusting each other. Guys are understanding where other guys are effective, where guys like the ball, and then on defensive end, what are guys' strengths and what's their tendencies. And then that's what we need for a team that's trying to, you know, stay together for the future.
Are you hopeful that come 3 o'clock tomorrow, the team that was in this locker room tonight is the same team that gets on that plane tomorrow?
You know, that's I'm not the decision maker of trades or whatever, you know, that goes on that deadline. You know, for me, it's just to continue being a pro, come out every night, play with the guys that we have, compete, and win games for Cleveland.